This is a life-changing message by the Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara. Stay tuned.
Reverend Papa has been talking about the oil to finish. Today, I'll talk about the grace to finish. The grace to finish.
Reverend Papa, I'm bringing you on here. And what's wrong? What's wrong? And I have the Adam.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not everyone that finishes what they start. So, there are two groups. Some don't finish what they start. Some finish, but they don't finish with an expected end. They don't finish the way they expect. The end is always a shortfall of their expectations. So either they don't finish or they finish under expectation. It's not everybody who finishes. Some, by the time they are finishing, they finish on the sick bed. Totally paralyzed and they can't do anything about their lives. Go around the hospitals, you see them. Some of them are in their home. Some of them died right in front of our eyes. Some also finish in poverty. They start well. They are good. They are the guys in town. But by the time you see their end, you say, hey, is that what life is about? They start well. They end in poverty. Carbononimi at all. Let that never be your portion.
Receive it.
Let that never be your portion. Clap your hands and say, God forbid.
God forbid.
People also watch clap us. Your hands and scream over the bar. We are now on a football pitch. May the devil not score a goal against you.
In the name of Jesus. Ebi ma wa shase fe fe fe. Bibi alu koye. Bobo diwe ina mo wazu bo tez bezi mpo. No yezen. Bibi alu wazu wo tiba tumpo na yezen amon. I want chel if you want then tam. I want chel amon.
Some people too. By the time they are finishing, their families are scattered. Start well. Man, wife, children growing. By the time they are somewhere. The son has become alcoholic. Another son smoking weed. The women have left home. There's one family. Mama Rita tells me about it. She went to school with them. Oh, when you are talking about ideal family, that's that family. Daddy, mommy, children are sitting at the back of the car. They drop them off at school. They bring them hot lunch. Strong. Grade A database. The boys became weed smokers. They stole everything of their mothers to sell. One of them drew a knife upon his mother. The two daughters had gone to abroad. They will never come to Ghana. Mother fled and joined them. She has never come to Ghana since. Father dies in the shock. Ideal family. In the end, they didn't end well. Today, listen to me. How you can finish the race. How you can end well in marriage. How you can end well in business.
Yes.
How you start prospering and you prosper to the end.
Yes.
Clap your hands and say, I receive this grace.
I receive this grace.
No. I don't like your response at all. Let me pack my Bible and just go home. Say, I receive this oil.
I receive this oil. Ebusebu awa shase fe 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 ejeni eneni mbofa meni nansu wontu mfo nkwere yi obodo ewe yi ejena mbebi na nambebi mbofa ba nambebi damu abusia zena okọ duwe busia nimu no enna na ya papa beche de yenya ya nkwadam tibia nimu bida ya bekọ ebusia mu a ye start yes ejume bia says bokwere epa ya titire busia ze bokwere epa yenya pomzi obokwere epa azibia ya basabia no ya ze bokwere epa
some start with power and gracefulness. In the end, they are begging. for ends meet. Some start, but in the end, they end up in shame and disgrace. I was very sad when I read that this student at the university, fourth year, she started writing the exams. Last paper to finish and get her degree. She started hearing voices. Then she fell from one of the floors. She fell down, the head hit the ground. She was dead. The devil didn't kill her first year. Not second year, not third year. Fourth, last year, last paper.
Why are you saying that? Because they say we school. Motor, most the kids are being motor the basan. And now they know about the rain. But some kids are going to school. We are brushing those. They no come back. Oh, we. But some people most the kids are going to motor the rain. No motor the. And now they are going to celebrate Busian. Oh, how about some kun?
There is a professor who is in the news a week ago in America. A professor of one of these humanities. And in North Carolina area, one of the universities there. He believes himself. He belongs to the American society called the IQ Society. IQ, people who are sharp brain, they have formed their society. And then when they go to their meetings, they talk big. And they are the guys in town. IQ, intelligent. And then the police shot him a week ago. And I'm going to tell you why he was shot and killed. So his students, now those who passed through his hand are not saying about him. They said, hey, he was an overconfident professor who believed that he is very sharp and intelligent than everybody. And then when it comes to class, instead of teaching the course that he's been hired to teach, he will always bring arguments with the students. And then when the students are bringing their opinion, he will tell them, oh, Lou, you have a small brain. Your brains are small. He did something against the university law. And then the university authorities fired him, despite his wisdom and his knowledge and his know-how and his whatever. He was sacked. He was shocked that 3 years at home, everywhere he wrote an application for another job, he was turned down. To the extent that he couldn't pay his rent, they had come to place an ejection order on his door. He couldn't pay for his subscriptions to all the societies he belonged to, including the IQ Society. So in frustrations, he took a gun. And he said he was going on a revenge spree. He entered into the university, shot one. But the third one, that the people started running, they called the police. And the police came and he engaged them in fire. They asked him to surrender. He would not surrender. And so the police shot him and he died. Intelligent IQ professor. This is the way he ended last week in America.
Obi onim de onim nyansa no Kenya se ku a wo America ho nyansa ku a wo bo won anu team ono obi aka bibia onta se onim bibiara ono kweten alechon onim bibiara na moko du ni de wo pam ni fi adwuma na wo pam ni fi mu no mu atete emfie ba so otene fi enti ofa etur okoho obon de okunku mu fomba na police fo ba wo ba boku ni bi obi a na onim wo nyansa wo onim zi ni hwe bibia okowiei wankwa wiei pa na wiei ensi ni ye.
The battle is not for the strong, nor the race for the swift, nor bread to the wise, but time and chance happens to them all. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God showeth mercy. Whatever you have has been given to you by God. Humble yourself so that God's grace will keep you to the end. You have come this far by grace. How can you forsake grace? You have come this far by the hand of God. How dare you come to a place and say you don't need God again? You have come this far. Where were you before? If you have come this far by grace, continue to hold on to grace. If you have come this far by the mercy of God, continue to walk by the mercy of God. You don't change a winning formula. You must end well. Humble yourself. Swallow your pride. And come down from your high mountains. Clap your hands and scream, I hear the word of wisdom. I didn't hear you scream again. I hear the word of wisdom.
I hear the word of wisdom.
Oh, come on, shout. Let me know. I'm talking to wise people in the house.
I hear the word of wisdom. Vahobrasi zijumezi. Kebebi anefi. Nefibibi anankuponzuwebedu. Onye wahonzi, onye onimzi. Onye nankuponzuwebedu. Awene wane pa abakede yinye adumni biyo. Awene wane abakede. Wahonzi. What up? To me, I want people to make the baby do that. Be that or in a coupon now, dominant room, and also
we
do.
We sing a song in our local song. Hey, Adum, 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 Piamenia, Adum, Adum, Nametia, see, Emuna, Miki, Kamihu, hey, Emuna,
me, Emma, singing
every morning, sing that song. Wahadum be what she says. Emuna misaka. Every day sing this song.
Adomi, what you say?
Sing this song every day.
Emuna misaka.
You have come this far by grace. It is grace that will take you to the end. You have come this far by the mercy of God. It's the mercy that will take you to the end. It is not everybody who ends well, but as for you, you shall end well in the mighty name of Jesus. I said you end well.
I told me what it says. Emuna misaka. Atom na metiasi.
Emuna.
Emuna miki kameo.
Come on, let me hear your voice.
Emuna miye masinina.
The church is in prayer. Aduma. The church is in prayer. We are praying for grace. We are praying for mercy. We are praying for grace. And we are praying for mercy. There are two biblical characters I want to discuss with you today. One is called Hiel. H-I-E-L. Hiel. And then the other one is called Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel.
And I share in Kofwe Biwa Bible no Hiel and only Zerubbabel was some of the.
All of them were members of the contingent of over 50,000 people who left during the time of King Darius or Cyrus, because Cyrus had asked them to go back to their land Jerusalem to go and rebuild what has been devastated and what has been broken down by Nebuchadnezzar. So, under the leadership of Nehemiah, they started leaving, coming to Jerusalem for an assignment.
The monk of Fabiana, Wakawana, Cyrus, Ejan, Okane, Nebuchadnezzar, Moya, Israel, and to Ojan, Okane,
from Babylon.
No one from Babylon, won't go walk room, no one can see, one, no academic and go for Kuyo.
So Hiel was one of them.
Hiel account.
So Hiel decided to go and rebuild Jericho, which was in ruins. And then Zerubbabel decided to go and build a temple in Jerusalem, the city of David, which had also collapsed. So two cities were going to be rebuilt. Hiel went to Jericho to build. This was 700 years after Joshua had destroyed Jericho. 700 years.
700 years later, Joshua said Jericho no. He held Jericho no fair, and as the Zerubbabel of a temple over Jerusalem.
We are told in 1 Kings chapter number 16, verse number 34. 1 Kings chapter 16 verse number 34. By the time Hiel laid the foundation of Jericho, his firstborn died. By the time he finished and was mounting up the gate, his lastborn had died.
Hiel, Oshé so Osi Dainasin, Bozikain, Ebab Mozikain, now was in Bad Owi. Owi also punished Anon. Anytime
I read that scripture, I thought he had plenty of children and that the firstborn died at the foundation of Jericho and then the lastborn died by the completion. But when I did my research, it didn't mean that. During the process of the building, all his children died. As soon as he started the project, firstborn dies. As he continued the project, secondborn, thirdborn, fourthborn, all the middle ones. By the time he was finishing, his lastborn had died. So all his children died in the project.
Moses can we no more children so we that be on to them. Nemo Amira only sedan on all yen yan, none about us one loo. No, oh, we now, what body we now, also punai san on more children on him the best and swaman on the sutra do we.
What he didn't know was that in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 26, there was a curse upon that city. Now, read the curse. 700 years the curse was manifesting. Joshua chapter 6, verse 26.
Mano ni mi de na num waka num sembi atwo Joshua no woman.
Then Joshua charged them at the time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn and with his youngest, and with his youngest he shall set up the gates." 700 years of curse was what was killing Hiel and all his family because he was building on a cursed ground.
700 years ago, you know, him dimension show actually Joshua chapter 6, 26 is there. My upper side will be see Jericho as an opposed to Cain, but Toto. Now, my own yada or the police and so never ultra to and I was about to do 700 years ago. Now, he yelled, oh, him that the monumi or the hormone of the train.
I am very interested in the names of his firstborn and lastborn. The firstborn is called Abiram. Abiram means my pride. And so he had given birth to this son and said, "This is my successor. This is the one who inherits me. This is my pride. I will invest in him. And he tomorrow, he shall take over what I have." Abiram dies. Pride died.
Nebo is the king of Abiram. Abiram now was in Nenunyam Nekesiye. Kasiyan and Winaman or Kade, in Imbeya, Namaban or Bajazidun, Namaban or we.
I'm interested in the name of his lastborn, Segub. Segub, S E G U B. Segub means the elevated one, the lifted one. Oh, yeah. You have pride in your house, and then you have people who are lifted. Segub died by the time he's putting up the gate of the city.
Mot Kaduna or we were friendly Segub. Segupi onu suwi onu nizi chede enunyem ena kesiyem onu kran owi embra nane papa ozigate lisi Jericho pona.
But on the other side in Jerusalem, another man Zerubbabel was building, and his building was doing well. He was moving towards finishing. Something was working for him. Grace was working for him. Covenant was speaking for him. God was speaking for him. And the other one.
Ye Kenyanate, we be na Zerubbabel ze na Adom le Kasaman. Adom Zinechi, and Unyam Akan, Kasiyo Aman, and Wasrata Anechi, Morian or Lokodo from.
What is wrong for you to rebuild a scattered and a shattered city? Nothing wrong. Here, didn't do anything wrong at all to come and rebuild Jericho. As a matter of fact, I've been going to Israel many, many times, and ladies and gentlemen, as the people that we travel with, when you come from West Jerusalem, you think you are coming from heaven. By the time you get to Jericho, you hardly see any building that is completed in that place. Hardly. I said, "Hey, tell you this, men of God, don't joke with prophetic utterances. Don't joke with prophetic anointing. please. 700 years, the land was cursed. He goes to build, and all his children die. He didn't finish well.
If it is Israel and a foreigner left for a part, you could do Jericho pay to move there. They be in one, you completed and put in. They be in one power to my body.
And the reason why we go to Jericho, we follow Elisha's ministry. Elisha's ministry was around the place. And so we go there. Jesus Christ also went there and healed the blind Bartimaeus. And they were showing us one of my trips. They were showing us the spot where the blind Bartimaeus was healed. So you have to go to Jericho at all costs. But when you come from the outside and you enter Jericho, you see the difference between East Legon and the other place.
Papa said, "What do I want to move there? Baby, I was saying, if any in the area, but no, in the sucrose on your fell. Elijah, do you know what sucrose on your fell? Damasia, or Kodu or Jericho, Crondon, not 700 years ago, you know what kind of monomy some not to war. Or shall I say, or Zanaba, or we, or Zanaba, when you know we?
He made a mistake, and I don't want you to repeat that mistake. When they were coming from exile, there were prophets with them. There was Nehemiah in the contingent. There was Ezra in the contingent. There was Haggai, who was in the remnant prophesying. There was Zechariah, who was in the remnant prophesying. And so there were, and then there was Joshua, the high priest. Powerful, anointed prophets of God. What he should have done was to have gone to them to say, I hear that 700 years ago, a certain prophet cursed this land. So come and lift up the curse because I want to build. He didn't do it because his firstborn is called pride. And then his lastborn is called the elevated one. The man believed himself. His children died. All.
He yell from the year in the Shana and Yadamu from Sunibi. Wolfina Warren, na Ezifo, a Titru Kawahu. One coin could be said, Ezifo, a day, Ezifo, a minimum, no, maybe that's as he do. Up and then able to my Yazi, Marquay, Dabi, or him that our tomb or one was there, evident, no pose the cane or your tomb and a motor union into an immediate BBR or Cordoman. On Uncle Torch, no one's the double to my air, on Pedro Baby so Bibiara, on Pedro Baby so Zifu Biara, or him don't uncle so to my air.
During this week of the altar, there are three voices you must be praying for that you must always, they must always speak for you. Three voices that must speak for you. In fact, you can start from today, but during the week of the altar, pray your heart. Number one, pray that every time the voice of covenant will be speaking for you. Number one, the voice of covenant will be speaking for you. Number two, pray that the voice of God will be speaking for you. The voice of God will be speaking for you. Number three, pray that all your life the voice of grace speaks for you. The voice of covenant, the voice of God, and the voice of grace.
Convention, week of the altar, ever shall see. In the basin or there, bumper there, that means an uncle some more, a doom uncle some more, young coupon castle more, and a pump on a son castle more.
Take note. I believe in covenant sacrifice. It's okay. I believe covenant is an act. Covenant is a two-way affair. You show God your love, and God shows you his love. You respond to his love. It's a two-way affair. I believe in covenant sacrifices. I believe, but I am telling you, beyond the sacrifices, covenant has a voice that speaks.
Meji apamizi there's a pama for you chia nyakupon ebi amo afini na for what about for you for forever bottom it did the apam wo ho bodom no so apam no or dey care the apam so owanze apam so okasa apam
what was speaking for Zerubbabel?
That's not okasa me Zerubbabel.
When you come to Matthew chapter number 1, you find Zerubbabel's name in the lineage of Christ, in the family tree of Christ. Zerubbabel's name is there. Zerubbabel is connected to the covenant of David, and Zerubbabel is connected to the covenant of Abraham, and Zerubbabel is connected to the covenant and the tree of Christ. So Zerubbabel is a shadow of Christ to come. That's how he was connected. a great grandson of David. So covenant was speaking for him. Show me what covenant speaks for you. When your life is in danger and your life is in trouble, show me what covenant, what have you done for God that you can refer and say, God, remember me for this one. Show me. At 31st night, you have the chance. Carry all your children to this altar and come and renew covenant. Covenant has a voice that speaks.
Zerubbabel, if I don't know, Kasaman, Kade Zerubbabel, oh, yes, you Christo Nase, or David Nase, David Nana, and Zerubbabel, Pambi or Kasaman, Tim, Afi, Ayo, Quenari, 31st, for Wayel Womba, Webusia Funina. Nabra, if I then able to my catching a coupon and a coupon, my amo, Gina Damazi do not my permanent customer. If I then able to my catching a coupon and a coupon, the Mazi may yeah, in Tina Damazi do not my permanent customer. 31st, Menzi Wambo, bra, Nabet
the prostitute in Joshua chapter 2, what's her name? The prostitute Rahab. Please, Lord, let me hold my tears. Rahab was telling the spies, I see God is with you. When I hear what your God has done to the nations behind the sea, from Egypt, through Canaan, through the land of Amalekite, the Amalek, to here, God is with you. For keeping you safe and secure, I don't want anything for you. Just establish a covenant with me, that on that day of destruction, you remember me, my father's house, my mother's house, and everybody in our house. That's all that I want. And then the spy said, take this red cord, bind it on the window. On that day, covenant will speak for you. And here's the part that touched me. When Jericho's walls were falling flat, and the soldiers were running helter-skelter, and the Israelite soldiers were chasing them and killing them left, right, then Joshua, the captain, he said, where are those spies? Remember, we made a covenant with that woman. Go and make sure that everybody in her house is safe. Covenant is speaking. That is the voice of covenant. And see where covenant will place the woman. Many years later, the woman gets married to a member of the family tree of Jesus Christ, and she becomes a member of the tree of Jesus. When they are mentioning people in the family line, a prostitute's name is also mentioned. Covenant. Covenant.
Apamben any nankupon wo team. Besio yo tutu ni ni nankupon met kwa pemu kachan wade. Mezi dance wa nankupon wa ya mo won sunechi. Abe do ha monom team. Wani mum kwa pama o chede wabe jemi ne mebusuya. Na pama oni wa kre ninti e bran to kwenu duda. Obi alu wu na bibi alu bofom in wakwe wakakad. Echi nimtemo oba beke Yesu Kristo nebusu yoku no humbi.
Don't leave the voice of God in anything that you do. So number one, the voice of covenant. Number two, the voice of God. Ezra chapter 5 verse number 2. Let's start from verse 1. Then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, I told you they were there. Haggai was there. Zechariah was there. And that fool didn't go to them to come and lift up the curse. And he's going to build. And if you are already insulting the man, stop, because I'm coming to you right now. There are many of you, you are here, you have no respect for the voice of authority. you have no respect for counsel that comes to you. I'm coming there right now. But Zerubbabel, then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophets prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. But I like verse 2. So Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, the high priest I was talking to you about, the son of Jozadak, rose up and began to build the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with Zerubbabel, helping them. The prophets were representing God in Jerusalem, in Zerubbabel's project. That's why he did not die. That's why his children did not die. That's why he finished successfully.
Zerubbabel.
The other guy didn't finish well. I pray that you should be exempted from a bad end. I pray that in the end of your life, you don't lie down on sick bed like somebody who didn't have a God. Let it not happen to you. If you believe in that prayer, clap your hands and shout, "I receive it," 3 times.
Zerubbabel, no one young coupon, or say Zifun Wanze, Wanya Bibia Wana Wanzim, Wanya Bibia Oyendo Botumaye, Nemo, or say Zifun Wanze, Zifuna Kanawunzi, or Wu Ambana Kwando, and Gwasam Bana Kwando, or Riepa and Kunimzebe.
But I like Haggai chapter 2, verse number 1 and verse number 4. Haggai chapter 2, verse number 1 and verse number 4. Haggai chapter 2, verse number 1 and verse number 4. Powerful men of God were coming from Ezra, Nehemiah. Zechariah, Haggai, powerful men of God. Why should you die in the midst of anointing? Why should you perish in the midst of anointing? Why should you perish when you have such a powerful altar? Haggai chapter 2, verse 1. In the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, verse 4, yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. I want that one in New Living Translation. But now the Lord says, be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Yeshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people still left in the land. And now get to work, for I am with you, says the Lord of heaven, of the armies. So anytime Zerubbabel was growing weak in faith, anytime the resources were not coming, God sent the prophets to go and speak into his life to tell him that God is in the project. And if God is in the project will finish and it will finish well. You too. Which God is in your life? Which God is in your business? Which God is in your marriage? Which God is in your money? Who controls your money? Who controls your life? Show me. Which voice speaks for you? I'm recommending the voice of covenant and I'm recommending the voice of God.
And then a pay be somewhere there, Nyankopon and I in the band, oh, wait, remember. enze be no wa wa room enze be no wa jumeza izi ni name lisidan ibenze outer ben ina abado o papa na for mu chedu ananam konfo odo ibaze ina enim ibenze ina odo apam ben no le kasamon ze babalo du baby anabe mebu ohu baby a obenye skate ohu baby obenye nsuefia na odifu na aba na wa be xe nkun aka chende kodo na todo na ye ebre nyankopon ni se wo mu bi.
How can you start a new year without God? Tell me. How can you start a new year without fasting and prayer?
Obendey. Obendey. Nesha finasa na kupon kanu. Obendey nesha finasa. Continue and fight by Ebabe. Ipede you for me.
I like Haggai chapter 2 verse number 21. I like it. I like Haggai chapter 2 verse 21. I like Haggai chapter 2 verse 21. Now, scream it and let just convince me that Apostle Jonah is speaking the truth. That the reason why Zerubbabel succeeded was that he came under prophetic direction and prophetic unction. He stayed under spiritual power and anointing. Read it. Let me know that you agree with me. Ready, go. Speak to who? Speak to who? Speak to who? Who is speaking here? You are reading from Haggai chapter 2. Who is speaking here? Who is speaking here? Who is speaking here? Haggai, the prophet. God has put a word in his mouth to go and speak to Zerubbabel. Now let's read what God said to him. Ready, go. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them, their horses and their riders shall come down, everyone by the sword of his spirit. Now here is what is happening. God is now saying, when you allow me into your battles, when you allow me into your projects, when you allow me into your challenges, there comes a time when I will push you aside and I will take over the battlefront and I will fight for you. If it is principalities that must be overthrown, clap your hands and say overthrow. If it is witchcraft,
overthrown.
Wizards,
overthrown.
Mountains,
overthrown.
Manipulations,
overthrown.
Iron gates,
overthrown.
Men,
overthrown.
Wicked men,
overthrown.
Blood drinkers,
overthrown.
Whoever they are, there comes a time when God will say, stand aside. The battle is no longer yours. It is my battle. I will fight for you. There's Zerubbabel.
Yes.
I am so angry, I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth.
Come on,
and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms.
Overthrow.
And all their chariots, I will pull them down.
Overthrow.
May God fight our battles.
Yes.
May Jehovah fight our battles.
In the name of Jesus.
May God fight those who fight us.
Yes.
May God overthrow their kingdoms.
Overthrow them.
May God make them lose their monies.
In the name of Jesus.
May God let them vomit what they have eaten.
Yes, Lord.
Clap your hands and say, my Father.
My Father.
Overthrow.
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 Clap your hands and shout in prayer. Overthrow.
Overthrow them. Yes, Lord.
See the way you are praying? Oh, you pray better if you hear the New Living Translation. Haggai chapter 2, verse number 21 and 22. If you hear the New Living Translation, you'll be more angry. Shoot the New Living Translation for these spiritually hungry people.
Jesus.
We are, our eyes, can I tell somebody? My eyes are red. My eyes are red.
My eyes are red.
We have started the 31st night right now.
Yes, sir.
We have started the week of the altar right now. Read with a loud voice. Scream like you are crazy. Ready, go. There's Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, that I am about. Clap your hands and say, my Father, my Father.
My Father,
let there be a shaking.
Let there be a shaking.
In the camp of the enemy.
In the camp of the enemy.
Shake their foundation.
Shake their foundation.
Scatter them.
Scatter them.
Their gathering.
Their gathering.
Make their reasoning come to zero.
Yes, Lord.
And their plans to naught.
Yes.
clap your hands and say, by fire.
By fire.
Shake.
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 Shake the finances.
Shake the foundations.
Shake the finances.
Shake the foundations.
The finances.
The finances.
Of the rich.
Of the rich.
And let the money.
And let the money.
Come to the poor.
Come to the poor.
My father, my father.
My father, my father.
Any rich person.
Any rich person.
Who is arrogant.
Who is arrogant.
Shake them.
Shake them.
And a juju man.
And a juju man.
Who thinks he's so powerful?
Jesus.
Shut them.
Shut them.
And an evil person.
And an evil person.
That thinks he's well connected.
That thinks he's well connected.
Clap your hands and say, shake.
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 When you allow God into your battle, this is what he does.
Come on now.
How dare you keep the voice of covenant and the voice of God out? That guy should have just gone to the prophet and said, look, I hear there's a curse on this land.
Jesus.
Come and lift up this curse.
Come on now.
And let me build. The prophets were speaking into Zerubbabel's life. And he was succeeding. Verse number 22. You will be more angry when you read verse 22. Read verse 22 with a loud voice. Ready, go. I will
overthrow royal thrones.
Oh, what you people are. What is it? Are you hungry? Haven't you eaten egg in the last 1 month? Okay. Show me that you have classmates. Ready, go.
I will overthrow royal thrones.
And destroy the power of foreign kingdoms. I will overturn their chariots and their riders. Their horses will fall. And their riders will kill
each other. In the name of Jesus. Jesus.
We will not kill them.
In the name of Jesus.
They will kill themselves.
Shut up, Papa.
They rise against us.
Yes.
Let them shoot themselves.
In the name of Jesus.
Let them betray themselves.
In the name of Jesus.
We break confusion in their midst.
In the name of Jesus.
We break confusion in their midst.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the Lord make them naked.
In the name of Jesus.
And walk on the streets.
Yes, Lord.
Clap your hands and give the Lord and yes. Shout a prayer.
Yes.
And shout a prayer.
Yes.
How many of you know that there's something that repeats itself anytime we are going to do Week of the Altar? There is one thing that I've noticed in the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Anytime we are going to do Week of the Altar, there is always a threat on my life, a threat on my reputation, a threat on my somewhere, somehow. They speak with their minds.
Jesus.
They gather to plan.
Jesus.
They write false things.
Jesus.
But the more they do, the more the Lord gives us increase.
Yes.
The more they do, the more God honors the altar.
Yes.
Year after year.
Come on now.
Year after year.
Come on now.
This year, wherever they gather from,
Jesus.
Clap your hands and say, Lord, pull them down.
Lord, pull them down.
Say, Lord, pull them down.
Lord, pull them down.
You know why they attack me? They attack me because when I am sound, you are sound.
Come on now.
When I am strong, you are strong.
Jesus.
When I can stand on my feet, 21 days of prayer and fasting, it is well with all of us.
Amen.
You know why they attack me? Because when they attack me, I can't lead you into the first light.
Jesus.
I can't lead you to cross over and to pass over.
Jesus.
Clap your hands and say, my Father.
My Father.
Wherever they gather.
Wherever they gather.
Do for us.
Do for us.
What you did for Zerubbabel. Keep standing. So the voice of covenant voice of God must speak through the prophets.
Yes.
The next voice that you must desire is the voice of grace.
Grace.
Grace is not only something that empowers you and something that brings you from darkness into righteousness, into salvation and into union with Christ, but grace has a voice that speaks.
Come on now. Motori baso ni we adum owanze adum otumikasa adum oyeduma na adum ni de fi bebi akọ bebi keko mu adum ben olikasa mo.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse number 6. Zechariah chapter 4 verse number 6. Zechariah chapter 4 verse number 6. Zechariah 4:6. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Haggai was speaking to his life. Zechariah was speaking to his life. Ezra was speaking into his life. Ezra was speaking into his life. Joshua the high priest was speaking into his life. David, who had died many years ago, was speaking into his life. Jesus, the one to come, was even speaking into his life.
Come on now.
Ask three people in your community. Say, who speaks into your life? Who? Ask somebody who speaks into your life.
One orchestra, wabra boom. One orchestra, wabra boom.
Tell somebody which voice speaks for you.
Ebenze, an orchestra more.
So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Read with a loud voice. Ready, go. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse number 7. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone. The capstone is the last building. The last portion of the building, the finality of the building.
Come on now.
With a shout of grace.
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 Not weakness.
Grace.
Not failure.
Grace.
Not poverty.
Grace.
Not die.
Grace.
Not paralysis.
Grace.
Not stroke.
Grace.
Not family scattered.
Grace.
Not shame.
Grace.
But a good finishing and a good finishing.
Grace.
You will finish in grace.
I receive it.
You will finish in grace.
I receive the prophet.
Grace will speak for you.
I hear you.
Is somebody hearing the prophet?
Yes.
Grace will speak for you.
I hear the prophet.
Grace will locate you.
I receive it.
Grace will find you.
I hear the prophet.
When you go for the interview.
Yes, Lord.
Grace will find you.
I receive it.
When you go for the contract.
Jesus.
Grace will find you.
I receive grace.
When you make money.
Jesus.
Grace will keep the money.
I receive grace.
When you marry.
Jesus.
Grace will keep you.
I hear the prophet.
Grace will give you wisdom.
I receive grace.
Grace will fight for you.
I receive grace.
Grace, 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 grace. Grace, grace, grace. Grace, grace is divine power.
Yes.
Grace is divine. Look at verse number 8. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, verse number 9. Read 9 with the loudest voice. Let it go. Who laid the foundation?
Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel. Who laid the last stone?
Zerubbabel.
Who finished it?
Zerubbabel.
Did he lose a firstborn? A second and a thirdborn? Did he lose his children?
No.
Was he paralyzed?
No.
Was he in hospital?
No.
Did his money finish?
No.
Celebrate, because the grace of God is finding you. So this son of mine came to me. He came to me and said, Daddy, what have you done to this young man in the church? I said, that young man, what did he say I've done to him? I haven't done anything. I blessed his marriage. I dedicated and I named all his children. Him, like others, where they are now, it is my phone call that took them there. My introduction. All the scriptures they can quote and the preaching they can preach, I stand on the altar of my father. I taught them all those ones.
Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Shikena.
Some of them, I held their hands and I traveled with them for the first time. I took visa for them and I traveled with them. So, what did he say I have done? He said, Daddy, the thing the guy saw me and told me about you and the church, I am really, 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 really shocked. He said, A, B, C, D, E, F, Z, D, I, A, K, K, Y, W. All negative, bad things. So, he said, when I went home, I went to tell my wife, that, honey, some things that some inner circle member of Royal House Chapel has told me about Apostle General and Mama Rita and the church, I am weak. My faith in him is going down. Then, thank God for wise wife. The wife said, and he told you all these things and he's still in the church? Then the wife told the husband, don't believe him. the guy has some bitterness in his heart and he has an offense. Because if Apostle Gina is that bad, what is he doing in the church? If you are wise and somebody is bad, why do you follow the person? So the wife told the husband that the guy is evil. So then the wife said, can you gather boldness and go and tell Apostle General? He said, yeah, I will go. So this one is not hearsay. The guy came and then he mentioned the person's name. He's in the church. These are the things I go through, but I don't tell you. Now me they are sharing who my be preaching. Now me hurry.
Yehovah.
These are battles that I fight on my own. Then I come and preach, and you are jumping. Reverend Ben. And if you are here and you are listening to me, you must be ashamed of yourself. Your children are about. You are about to pass on the curse to your children. You do this? Why? Have you forgotten that I held your hand and traveled with you? Have you forgotten that I bless your marriage? I dedicate your. How can you forget good things so easily? Have you forgotten what this altar has done for you? So the wife said to the guy, he should come and tell me. So he came to Mama Rita and I, and then I love the guy. He said, Apostle General, the day you want to confront him, I want to be there. I want him to deny in my presence. Because he said, if it was not my wife, Apostle General, I almost lost faith in you. It was my wife who called my attention and said, but honey, are you serious? Which evil pastor like Apostle General will people follow? If he's still in the church, it means that he's only an agent of the devil. He has bitterness and he has pain in his heart. The guy was shocked what I told him. I said, son, thank you very much. But I will never confront my son because I raised him. If I go and confront him, then I have stooped myself low. I have come to his level. However, anytime you are swerving from the path of righteousness, you are swaying from the path of righteousness, and anytime you are going into destruction, and I invite you and I speak to you, then I want to be Haggai in your life. I want to be Zachariah in your life. I want to be Ezra in your life. I want to be Nehemiah in your life. I want to be Joshua the high priest in your life. I just want to save you. That's why I will talk to you. If I choose not to talk to you, I have another choice. The second choice will be, when I see you, I'll pretend I don't know what you are doing at my back. But because I know you in the spirit as an enemy, I will deal with you in my prayers. I will deal with you in my anointing. I will let the grace of my life take care of you. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. It's a dangerous thing to touch a man who has not offended you. This work that I do, I cannot please everybody. How many posts can we share at a particular time? So if they share posts and they don't give you some, you are angry. How many pastors can we make? How many deacons? How many? If I choose the second option, to ignore you, not to ask you anything, he laid the foundation with his firstborn. But the time was finishing, his lastborn was dead. Because he ignored the presence of the prophets that had surrounded him. See, be careful. You don't take the anointing in this house for granted. Be careful. When we mount this puppy, we don't like preaching negative things. New members, if I tell you what God has done to people that I started this church with, who frustrated me, who rose against me, who fought me, if I tell you, you will shake. And some of the old members know, but they are still fooling and messing around. So it's not like they don't know. They know it. I want to leave them. Let them walk towards the path of destruction. Destruction is just lying right in front of them. You see, this sermon I have come to preach today, I started preparing and waiting and praying from 10 p.m., 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I prayed. I closed my pad, my study materials, went to bathroom, and I came to church. And then God is straightening your path, and you are joking, fighting, because your name is Abiram, pride. Your name is Segu, elevated one. Oh, wait. You know the saddest thing? This thing that you are doing, you are hurting your children and your children's children. You are a wicked man. Wicked person. You are an evil person. Pray that, see, even if I don't call you, the guy has told me your name. So you better come and confess and let me forgive you. But more than that, if I'm a very bad person, please come and let me release you. Go and join a church where the pastor is better than me. Don't stay here and be gossiping to church people and be destroying. And as for you who have been entertaining the gossips, don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. The demons in our family houses are different. The problems we are carrying are different. If somebody comes to you and the person wants to pollute your faith, resist the person. And say, hey, say, brother, I didn't come to Royal House Chapel to hear these things. I came here to worship my God. I came to serve my God. Please, I beg you, I beg. Shame the person, walk the person away. He's a demon, she's a demon in your life. I will call upon your name. Oh, Jesus. I will set my eyes
for when oceans rise.
Father, let us desire for the voice of covenant, the voice of God, through the prophets that you have raised to speak into our lives. And let us desire also for the voice of grace. Give us more grace to finish work. As we move in towards 31st and the crossover and the Passover, bring us closer to the altar. Bring us closer to grace. Let us, Father, let us love to hear your voice and to obey the words of your voice. We bring down pride and ego, hypocrisy and pretenses. We pull them down. They are evil spirits. We break the spirit of envy and jealousy. And let your people know that you have enough grace for everybody and enough blessing for everybody. And that if it is somebody's time, we should rejoice, so that when it is our time, others will rejoice with us.
let our end be better than the beginning. For you said, even though your beginning may be small, your end shall greatly increase. Father, we prophesy this word into our lives. This week will be a hectic week as we move towards the Christmas festivities. Put food on the table of everybody. Meet everybody's desire and everybody's expectation. Let your glory and your power and your grace wait for us next Sunday. And 31st night, morning, and then evening. Sustain me, your servant, and give me strength and grace. But above all, insight, revelation, that we can speak of events yet ahead. I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Connect with the Apostle General on Twitter at Sam Cranchy, Facebook and Instagram, Sam Cranchy Ankara. Share your prayer requests and testimonies via info at royalhousechapel.org. Royal House Chapel, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you. Yeah.